and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Hey, Gil, what are you listening to?
Radio Love Line. It's listener dedication hour.
How many dedications did I get?
3, actually. Lonely boy. Like a virgin. And when a man loves a rubber woman.
And I suppose you got your usual dedication, she works hard for the money.
Gave you the idea that I am some cheap tramp.
And now, dedicated to Kelly, she works hard.
Oh, hi, Mom. Bud broke your radio.
That's okay. It was your father's. Hey, kids, look what just came in the mail. It's my first Best of Oprah video cassette. Volume 1. Mom's a dad, and I'm so sad.
If the world had only one throat... A fat woman sloshed into the shoe store today. Said she was retaining water. I said not to worry about it. The dam of cellulite holding it back should keep us all high and dry for the next few years. Now, I don't know when they started letting women carry stun guns. But I tell you this.
There he goes again, on and on about his non-life. Hey, newsflash, people. You have a dog? A dog who hasn't been brushed or bathed in 6 years? Now I know how Willie Nelson feels. Hey, don't mind me. I'll just lick my genitalia and go to sleep alone. Much like the boy. Hey, ever hear of affection? We love to be petted, much like the girl. Ah, well, that's it. I'm fed up. I can take no more. I'm out of here. No. Don't try and stop me now. Thank you. Okay, you'll be sorry. Boy, am I sorry. Running away, what the hell was I thinking?
Hey, you! New dog, what are you in for?
I ran away from home to teach my family a lesson.
Well, you know what they say. You can't teach an old family new tricks.
That's what you think. I'm sure right now my family's beside themselves with grief.
And the skinny woman with a hooked nose olive oils into the shoe store and says, I want something to make me look sexy. So I say, you'll have to wait a long time before someone that ugly comes in to stand next to you. Excuse me, boy. Now, I don't know when they started letting women carry nunchucks.
Yeah, they're probably crying their eyes out for me right now. Hey, what's the boxer in for?
Oh, nothing, if you hear him tell it.
I'm innocent. Innocent.
Only in America, with our system of Jewish prudence, would this have happened to an upstanding boxer like yourself.
And who's that over there?
Oh, that's Madonna's dog. After the book came out, he turned himself in.
So, how does it work around here? I mean, like, when do we eat?
Eat? Let's see, it's almost 9, about 3 days from now.
That soon? Hey! I think I'm gonna like this place. Yeah, too bad I won't be here long. I mean, not with my family out searching for me.
Ha ha ha.
So then this woman comes in, who doesn't speak English. She points at the shoes. I point at the door. She points at the sky and knees me in the nay-nays.
Come in.
Hi, bye. Look, I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
Oh, no, not at all.
We're very glad to see you.
See you later. Bye.
Hey, Al, when was the last time you got some good news?
Well, when I was 7, my mother told me I was adopted, which turned out to be a vicious lie, but it was good news at the time.
Well, guess what's happening in a week from now? The nudie bar is having their annual Wrestle Till You're Raw night.
Is it that time of the year already? God, time sure flies when you're married and have no life.
They're selling raffle tickets for a drawing to see who gets to oil down the first girl. Wow.
Ah, yes, first oil.
And you know who's going to be in the ring, don't you, buddy?
Maria Cantalopez Myers?
Versus Yolanda Deepshade McSwain. Oh, truly a battle of the titans.
Maria and the Shadester. Four of my favorites. Jefferson, I have to be the one to get that first oil. How much are tickets?
$20 a piece.
A little steep, huh?
Yolanda and Maria.
All right, well, turn around. I don't want you to see where I hide the money.
Gee, I wonder what's taking the family so long. I mean, they sure act fast enough when the blonde girl gets lost.
Ah, poor fella. I hate to see him suffer like that.
Me too. Shall we tell him he's gonna die?
Yeah, why not? Hey, you, Buckaroo. There's something you ought to know about this place.
Hey. I'm not anyone's bitch, okay?
No, not that. Too bad, though. He is a looker. I mean, you better hope somebody comes in to get you in 7 days or less.
What happens after 7 days?
Well, let's say you'll be drinking at a guard's toilet.
You mean I'll be dead? Whoa, that's certainly a cage soiler. Hey, but I'm not worried. I mean, I got 4 people scouring the city for me right now. Like there's Bud, you know? Well, if you can't even find a 2-legged dog, why would I think you'd find a 4-legged one? Oh, but the girl is an idiot. I wouldn't have any use for her at all if she didn't undress in front of me. Ah, well, the redhead. She wouldn't know I was gone unless my picture was on the side of a bonbon box. I guess my only hope is the big dumb guy with the stinky feet. My pal Al. He won't let me down. Besides, what else has he got going in his life? But I don't want to die. I mean, I got so much to live for. I got balls yet to catch and cast a tree, bones to bury. Gee, come to think of it, we don't really do much, do we? How does he do that?
Ever since his people had him fixed, he doesn't date much.
Oh, I see. Hey, look, guys, I know I'm only the new kid on death row, but given what seems to be in store for us, I mean, shouldn't we be knee-deep in our own...
Keep your fur on, tall, dark, and wormy. It's Visitor's Day.
Why, we could get abducted.
no, no. He means adopted. If a family comes in and likes you, you're sprung.
Hey, pick me. I'm really good with kids. Hey, hey.
Hey, lady, I'm a genius in France, so you'll take me, Susan.
I want this one.
Oh, but honey, he's old and ugly.
Yeah, well, from where I stand, you're not exactly Sharon Stone yourself.
Look, how about we forget the whole thing and go get an ice cream?
Okay.
Good boy.
I am not giving up. If that family can look for a dog, my family can look for a dog. Besides, I've got 7 days. No problem. Problem.
Al, have you noticed anything different around the house lately? You know, I just can't help but feel that there is something missing. And I am very observant about these things. Eat up, boy.
Well, Peg, what do you think?
That is the most disgusting tie I've ever seen.
I'm not talking about the tie, I'm talking about the shirt. Does it look okay? I want to look my best for Wrestle to Your Raw night. You know, Larry Linville from MASH is going to be one of the judges.
Wow. So did Lumber City give him the week off?
I'm going to the frat house. How you doing, boy?
But have you noticed anything missing around here lately?
The Van Gogh?
Mom, Dad, you're never going to guess what happened. Okay. I was out walking Buck. When suddenly I realized that he wasn't stopping at every tree and hydrant on the block. And that's when I looked down at the end of the leash and saw that I was Buck naked.
I knew something was missing.
He couldn't have been gone for long. His food got eaten every day.
Al! Gone. Okay, now, kids, go outside and look under the house where your father usually hides. I'm gonna go get a flashlight. We gotta find Buck.
Buck's gone?
Bad news, Al. They didn't draw my number for first oil, but they drew yours.
Okay, you ready, Dad?
Ready for what?
To go find Buck.
Well, I'll keep my eyes peeled from here to the nudie bar. Let's go, Jefferson.
Dad! Buck is the family dog, and the whole family should look for him.
Oh, Pumpkin!
Now, if you were a dog, where would you go?
Well, that depends. Are you a dog, too?
Al, I am serious. Buck could be hurt.
He could be lying in the gutter, Dad.
Did it ever occur to any of you that Buck might have just run away? I've thought about myself a million times. He could be eating a steak right now, or drinking a daiquiri, or doing that little cocker spaniel down the end of the street. Our dog, Buck, might, for the first time in his life, be truly happy.
Who cares? We want him back.
Yeah, we want Buck.
I have to go get it.
Look, Al, I know you're in a bind, but it's a quarter till.
You go ahead.
Try to hold off the pouring of the first oil. I'll get in the car, go around the block a few times to find him. Shouldn't take long. I'd like to...
Oh, now, honey. It's okay. Daddy'll find Buck. Oh. Has he ever let you down before? It's okay, honey. You know, just remember, Daddy loves Buck just as much as we do. They're best friends.
Well, I found Buck. Now, here, I gotta go.
Wait a second.
This isn't Buck.
Well, that may be, but I still gotta go.
Okay, Al. Now look, if pouring some oil on some women that even Senator Packwood wouldn't grope is more important to you than reuniting your faithful and loving puppy with your faithful and loving family, then just go. But know that we'll be here crying our eyes out.
Okay, okay. Bye. Peg, Buck will come home. I always do. Don't you know tonight is very important to me? Not the theme to Lassie. Anything but the theme to Lassie. You know how it chokes me up? All right, let's go find him. Let's go find Buck. And I really hate you guys for this. Well, not just for this, but especially this.
They're not really going to take me through the green door, are they?
The Lord is my German shepherd. I shall not want.
Doesn't he know any other songs? What was that?
Be at peace, my son.
I'll put a sock in it, Padre.
And my people would come for me. I promise I'd never run away again or chew on their shoes or pass wind and watch as they blame it on the boy. It's them!
What is it, Peg? Well, we've been to about 40 of these places, huh?
This is the last one, Al.
They've come to rescue me! Oh, gosh. I knew they wouldn't forget me.
Well, he's not here.
Hey, yes I am. Hey, look down, you moron.
Are you sure, Al? I mean, maybe
hey,
we should...
Hey, don't you think if Buck were here, he'd be barking? I know, because a man and his dog have a bond. And if... Will you shut up, you mutt?
Oh, look at the cute puppies. Hey, Daddy, can we get a puppy?
Oh, this one just licked my face.
He's licking my face.
You should have seen where his tongue was a few minutes ago. Yo, fools, I'm down here.
Puppy will cost you $15. And could you speed it up a little bit? I got an execution to do.
Oh, no. Hey, wait a second. This big one looks a little like Buck.
Well, that couldn't be.
Do you know the irony in this is they should be putting you guys to sleep in 30 seconds.
Now, wait a minute.
Hey, that's our dog.
He'll cost you $20.
$20? Why, for $20, I can get a real good suit.
A fathead losered his way into the pound today.
Well, I guess we'll take the old boy.
Oh.
Yeah. And we're never going to let this happen again, boy.
Yeah, everything's going to be different from now on, Buck.
That's right. We're going to play and we're going to romp.
We'll bathe you. We'll even feed you, Buck.
Everything's going to be okay.
Oh, Buck. Coke boy. So... Kelly, the Best of Oprah Volume 2 just came. Here we go. The cross and the double cross. Catholic men who dress like women.
Hey, Ma, you think Dad will let me use the car tonight?
Well, depends on what mood he's in.
I wish the world were a fly and I was a giant rolled-up newspaper.
Here we go.
A fat woman clip-clopped into the shoe store today and said, I need something I'd be comfortable in. I said, try Wyoming. Now, I don't know when they started letting women carry chainsaws.
Oh, like your family's any better.